Hello, everybody. I'm John Ingram with Townsquare Media Montrose, and I am very pleased and excited to be joined by several folks from the Valley Symphony Association, as well as the two sponsors for the upcoming show. As always, we are joined by Stacy Ryan with the VSA and Troy Raper. They're actually joining us remotely today. And in the studio, we have John Cohey, the CEO of Delta Health, and Paige Berry, the Community Engagement and Relations Specialist with DMEA Elevate. So appreciate everybody coming in and taking the time to talk to us today. And Stacy, first of all, tell our listeners where you're calling in from.
I'm calling in from stormy California.
It is stormy today.
Yeah, I'm actually sitting in my parents' garage in their car, so nobody interrupts
me. Wow, that's commitment right there. And I want to talk, obviously, we've got the upcoming show as we talk to the VSA and sponsors prior to the upcoming show. But we are here to talk about Snow, a Winter Wonderland. And that is coming out, or I should say the show is December 7th and 8th. So, Stacy, before we get to our concert partners and supporters, I want to talk to you and Troy a little bit about what folks listening who may come out to the show can expect on the 7th and 8th.
Well, we're really excited about this because we've actually added a concert. So this is the first time ever we're doing a family matinee at 1 p.m. on Saturday. Normally, or traditionally, for the last, 15 years or so, we've done a Saturday concert in the evening following the Montrose Parade of Lights. And then that Sunday, we do a concert at 3, which is traditional. So, but we're adding a 1 p.m., a Saturday 1 p.m. family matinee that is really going to be targeting the families and little ones and a younger crowd. And Troy could speak to that about the programming, but that's we're really excited to be able to add that. So it'll sandwich the Parade of Lights. So we'll have our 1 p.m. Saturday, 7th of December, and then our 7 p.m. Saturday, the 7th of December, and then we'll have our 3 p.m. on Sunday on the 8th.
Well, that's exciting. I know that the holiday concert is always a highlight of each VSA season. And Troy, you've got an extra show to prepare for. So tell me about what, again, folks have in store for not just the regular afternoon and evening show on Saturday and Sunday, but also that matinee.
Well, this show is a big combination of our chorus and the orchestra, and while playing a lot of the standard things that everybody expects to hear sort of on a holiday concert, we'll do the Leroy Anderson works, the Sleigh Ride, and Christmas Festival. Those, everybody loves those, but we're also bringing in our full chorus and doing some Christmas carols and things that are really fun with the chorus. And on top of that, we're actually doing two pieces from the Home Alone movie, which we're playing the actual John Williams signature editions and having the chorus along with us with those two pieces. And it's been really fun to rehearse those because it's the real thing. You know, when you go and hear John Williams, there's just something very special about the way he writes, and adding the chorus to that is pretty intense. We're also doing We Need a Little Christmas from the musical Mame, which is a really fun Broadway take on the Christmas spirit. So we've got a lot of things going on. The children's or the family matinee will be sort of a light version of our main show. We've cut it down to about an hour. And it will have some activities for the kids and some sing-along and things that the audience will get to engage with, as well as letting us play the big stuff so that they can hear what we can do and be part of that.
And I know the VSA, big fans of John Williams. That's exciting that, you know, the Home Alone, this conversation is getting me in the holiday spirit. I was just talking to my family just this morning, trying to, you know, coordinate holiday gifts for this season. So it really is that time. And then, of course, by the 7th and 8th, it really is going to be holiday season in full swing. Now, John, with Delta Health, I understand that you are, this is the first partnership that Delta Health has had with the Valley Symphony Association. Talk to me a bit about how the partnership came to be and what you're most excited about.
We always have a lot of hard decisions to make every day. when this one crossed my desk and had a conversation with me, it was an easy decision to make. Love music. I'm a therapist by trade, and music has always been a great therapeutic medium for me in my practice early in my career. And how that fits in with our pediatric clinic and taking care of our youth, this was an easy button. The symphony has done a great job. Everybody from around Delta County loves and enjoys and supports the symphony. So this was a really nice way for us to segue in and support the symphony and support that from Delta County's perspective with Delta Health.
Yeah, and that is, you know, music therapy. I do think there's something to be said. There is something about, especially classical music. It's a very calming, kind of very positive thing. And the VSA, of course, does that great. I love that. I love the concept and the idea of why it just immediately made sense. And Paige, of course, DMEA, you know, longtime VSA sponsor. Talk to me a bit about your partnership with the Valley Symphony Association this year, how that came to be again, maybe a bit about the history of DMEA's partnership with the VSA.
Sure. So we've been a partner with the VSA for a really long time. I'm new to my role. So when I came in, I actually went and met with Stacy, and she's just so passionate. And it's really hard to pass up passion, especially in a role where the community is involved. At DMEA, we're very community-centric. I mean, the community is the cooperative. So being able to hold on to our roots is really important to us. And just a long history with the VSA and that they've been here for as long as DMEA's been here. Right. So it's great to maintain that partnership.
Yeah, and I know Stacy and Troy and the whole team, they really do a great job. Every year, it seems to grow. Of course, this year, the matinee on Saturday, December 7th, adds a show to the holiday concert. So that growth has got to be very exciting. And I do want to just quickly mention that if you're just joining us, we're talking to the Valley Symphony Association's Stacy and Troy. We also have John Cohey, the CEO of Delta Health, and Paige Berry, the Community Engagement and Relations Specialist with DMEA. And we are talking about the upcoming holiday concerts on December 7th and 8th. There is a 1 p.m. matinee on Saturday, December 7th, before the Parade of Lights in Montrose. And of course, all shows, as always, at the Montrose Pavilion. There's also an evening show on December 7th at 7 p.m. and Sunday. If you can't make the first two, Sunday at 3 p.m. More information at valleysymphony.net. And Stacy and Troy, I do want to ask you to expand a little bit more on the concept on how this matinee show came to be and why you felt there was a need and maybe just a bit of detail about how this was conceived and executed.
Sure. It actually, the brainchild behind this is actually our chorus conductor, Katie Christofferson. And you know, obviously both Troy and Katie have a music education background. And so when this came up, Katie was really excited to really focus in on a more, again, the family matinee, the little ones, and expand, and that would be a great way to expand what typically are two sold out shows. So, and it would make it easier, the timing for, you know, for little ones to be out, you know, before the parade and all that kind of thing versus being out in the afternoon or the evening. So there was just a lot of practicality to it, but it was really Katie's brainchild.
The idea here is to have a sort of light version that doesn't overdo the time with kids, because it's very easy to get into what we do and you know, play an hour and a half of music and not engage. So part of this idea is to bring them closer to what we do as musicians and the music. And for me, I remember my first experience with symphonic holiday music was in St. Louis, and I got to go hear the St. Louis Symphony, and it was a Christmas show. I think I was 7 years old, and I was just enamored with the fact that all of this was happening, and this music has sort of stuck with me my whole life. So the Christmas music is a huge part of my my being. I just love the music. I love the style. I love the message and everything that goes with it. So to share that with kids at a young age has always been something I enjoy doing. So I try to get out, and I've done that my whole career, and now I have an opportunity to do it with this orchestra. So it's very exciting.
Yeah, and with the Parade of Lights, of course, on Saturday, December 7th, you've got just a day full of holiday fun. John, I want to go back to you and talk. You discussed a little bit about the origins of the partnership between Delta Health and the Valley Symphony Association. But what else does Delta Health have going on in the community? Any news updates that you want to share with the audience? What's going on at Delta Health?
Yeah, well, there's a lot of great things happening. I want to shout out the big sponsor for this is we're working with Dr. Amanda Levette in our pediatrics clinic. Her and our provider, Jessica Gibson, there have done some amazing things. We're fortunate to have Dr. Levette in the community. She's been with us now going on her fourth year, and she's amazing. Takes care of from infants all the way to adolescents, has done an amazing job. And within Delta Health, I've been there now for about a year as a CEO since July. So you can imagine everything in healthcare stays the same, except that everything changes every day.
That's right.
It's the only thing that stays the same. So we're just making sure that we're shoring up all of the service lines that we have, looking at different ways that we can do that, working with the team, really teaching the team to dig down into the operations. Our big goal and aspiration is to make sure that we've been around for 100 years. So making sure that we're coming up with unique and different ways, as rural healthcare has been a challenge across the United States, really. How can we do this in such a way that we're around for the next 100 years, gearing up to the value-based care initiatives that are coming out, and how are we going to be best positioned to do that? A lot of that is through growth and expansion. We just opened up our new primary care clinic in Cedar Edge. We're just going to continue to grow and expand and really offer the services that we have right now. We want to make sure that people in Delta County don't have to travel outside of Delta County for those services. So it's a fun, exciting time. It's challenging as always, but that's what keeps us so youthful.
Yeah, and very well said. I think that healthcare, whether it's a hospital or a health system, all the doctors, I mean, it's so important to the fabric of every community. And I'm glad that you're with the team. I'm glad you're on the Western Slope. It's great. It's exciting. I know when I moved here a couple of years ago, I was telling John before we started, this is a place I want to be for the rest of my career and my life. It's just so beautiful, and the community is so rich, in no small part due to the healthcare facilities and just how much they give back and help the community.
Yeah, and your zip code should not determine your health. And
yeah,
that's really a mantra. I'm stealing that phrase from Kevin Stansberry in Lincoln, but it's really a mantra that we all live by. And we also need to take time and celebrate. I love what Troy said about music and that medium, and when he was 7 and then that symphony and how it grabbed him. It's the same thing. I think back to going to grandma's house, maybe rolling my eyes at the time as we picked up that songbook and she mandated that we roll through these, and we sung all of these carols together. But what we would now give for that opportunity to do that again. So music is a beautiful venue. So we're just happy to be able to support this and hopefully create that memory for that 7-year-old or 6-year-old so that they can take that journey that Troy's taken because of that.
And Stacy, Troy, and I talk all the time about how the Valley Symphony Association and the concerts are really for the whole family. Playing, whether it's Saturday morning cartoons from a past show, or holiday songs that everybody, young and old, recognizes, that folks listening right now, make sure you come on out December 7th and 8th. To the Valley Symphony Association's Snow, a Winter Wonderland, that is at the Montrose Pavilion. You can get more information and tickets at valleysymphony.net. And Paige, I want to go over to you, and I want to ask a bit about what DMA's, any updates going on. I know there's always updates, with what you guys are doing, and then talk to our audience a little bit about the happenings at DMEA.
Sure. So from the community engagement level, I can speak really excitingly about some of the things that we have done and things that we have kind of coming down the pipeline. We just recently finished up Friday Night Lights, which was our community engagement, our community appreciation event for the month of October. So we went to each town in our territory and bought out a football game. It was one of the coolest experiences to witness, just seeing kids from our families and everyone from babies to seniors, and just the fact that we could bring the community together in such a, an amazing way to celebrate our like high school sports, which ties into the VSA and just and really trying to impact the younger and older community as much as we can. You'll also see us in the Christmas or in the Parade of Lights coming up. Yep. So we will be representing in the Montrose and Delta. It'll be really cool. We're going to get everyone from all of the departments in on it, just to kind of celebrate that, that holiday cheer. It's hard to pass up on the Parade of Lights when we provide the lights.
Right.
So that's kind of what we have done in the pipeline, and we're just super thankful to be involved in all the community stuff.
You know, that Friday Night Lights initiative was a brilliant thing. It was great for the community, the whole Western Slope. It was very, I was really impressed by that. So thank you for all both of you do for the community. Stacy and Troy, let's get back to you. You know, in addition to the upcoming shows or, you know, more about what is what folks can expect for the upcoming shows, what else do you want to add about the Valley Symphony Association to our audience?
Well, I would first just say the thing that amazes me about this orchestra, and I said it again last night, that, you know, these folks are all coming out to play music because they enjoy music. And the concept of playing for free for many musicians is just a completely foreign idea. And what these guys do are come out and they spend their hours and they're driving from regions all over the Western Slope to join us in this orchestra and put a product out to the audience that is fun, exciting, enjoyable, memorable. And they're doing it all out of the kindness of their hearts. And so come out and see us and have a good time and enjoy the party that we call music.
Stacy, how about you?
You know, I love what Troy said, you know, and it's so true. And putting on my musician hat, it's such a privilege to be able to play, you know, as an amateur musician, somebody who's played, you know, I've played since third grade. It really is special to have this opportunity to do this. But it really makes, you know, it really wouldn't hold any meaning without the audience, you know? So, you know, we, you know, from rehearsals all the way through to the, you know, when we get to stand up and, you know, soak it all in, it's so special and it's so communal and it's so, multi-generational and it's so timeless. You know, we have teenagers to people in their 90s on stage, and it's always really heartening when we look out into the audience and we see that same demographic. And, we have musicians from over a dozen different communities that come and rehearse. Some people have to travel 2 hours just to come to rehearsal. So, I mean, it's really a commitment, but it is exactly what Troy said. It's because we all love doing it, and to have the opportunity to do it and to have the audience to share it with and have that symbiosis happen and that magic happen. It really is something special. So we love our audiences and we want to grow our audiences. And we hope that by adding this family matinee, we'll be able to do just that and create some really special memories.
Well said. And Stacy, you're always so eloquent, you know, with the importance of the VSA to the community, on the community, for the community. And that really is what it's all about. I want to thank all four of you for taking the time to chat with us. John Cohey, the CEO of Delta Health, Paige Berry, the Community Engagement and Relations Specialist with DMEA, Stacy Ryan, and Troy Raper. Troy is the Orchestra Conductor and Music Director. I've only messed that up about 90% of the time, but I got it right now. So I want to thank you all. I do want to just reiterate one more time. It is snow. A Winter Wonderland, the holiday concert from the Valley Symphony Association, Saturday, December 7th, with a 1 p.m. family matinee. There's also a nighttime show after the Parade of Lights on the December 7th at 7 p.m. And then again, of course, Sunday, December 8th at 3 p.m. at the Montrose Pavilion. More information, tickets at valleysymphony.net. If you have not yet gone out to see the VSA, this is the perfect time to do it. Get in the holiday spirit, and really just so important, all four of you, to the fabric of the community. So thank you all very much. We will now get back to our regularly scheduled programming. It's Town Square Media Montrose.